Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Mem Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. On the second line, Rabbi Yitzhak. Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Imi, Haben Yafin, Makshay, Taninen, Hayala, Goivol, Gavoya, Tefach, Zoyim, Besaycha, Shloisha, Asa, Shloisha, Alko, Goivol, Goivol, Ve'echa, Be'emsa, Nisni, Chamisha, Shisei, Be'emsa. Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Imi were sitting, and they had a difficulty with the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught that if it had a Tefach wide border that was a Tefach tall, he may plant in it 13, three along each border, and one in the middle of the bed. Why didn't the Mishnah permit planting five in the middle, as the Mishnah had previously permitted? The answer is, since you must make a space of 1.5 trochim from the border in every direction, because the species planted on the border, there is only a space of 3x3 trochim to plant in the bed. The Gemara asked, if the border species reduces the permitted space of planting, why do you permit planting six species within a bed? The Gemara answers, the Chevaya or Rabbi Imi explained that Rabbi Yehuda was commenting on the first case of the Mishnah, but in the latter case, when there's a border, he agrees that only one species may be planted in the bed. Ve'ein al-Roisha b'adar tani Rabchia Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmeina Asa. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Chia taught in a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda permits planting 18 species, which indicates Rabbi Yehuda was commenting on the latter case. The Gemara leaves this question unanswered. The Gemara asks another question, Ma'u la'kuyach is it permitted to leave an empty space the size of a beis roiva and plant five species there? Ma im shisha al shisha sheloiken alav dvateira at amamuta kan shein loiken alav dvateira lekol shekein. The Gemara answers, if in an area of land 6x6 trochim for which one incurs lashes by Torah law for leaving less than that space between fields of different seeds, and it's permitted to plant five species there, then here, where there are no lashes incurred by Torah law, certainly it will be permitted. And then I'm going to ask another question. Is it permitted to leave a space between the beginning of two fields of seeds that narrows until the two species meet? The Gemara answers, if even one species' work access area meets another species' work access area, you say that it's permitted to plant many species. Then here, concerning two fields where they don't meet, certainly it's permitted. The Gemara asks another question. There's no doubt that that case is permitted, but the question is it permitted to leave a space at the beginning of a base roiva that narrows until the two species meet? The Gemara answers that if even a 6x6 tefach area for which planting mixed species there incurs lashes by Torah law is permitted, then here where lashes are not incurred by Torah law, certainly will be permitted. Rabbi Nasa Shar leMistava beGagol shel Goyvol Shnei Tefachim Mutar leZoya Boy Shnei Minim. Rabbi Nasa asked the question. The Mishnah said that if the bed had a tefach wide border that was a tefach tall, he may plant 12 species around the border. Isn't it logical to say that if the border has a two tefach tall border, it will be permitted to plant two species on top of it? But the Gemara does not respond to this question.